Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 18th. Running a bit late here this morning, the grains have already opened. Currently, we've got July corn up 3/4, July beans up 1/4, July wheat down 1.5 cents. The corn chart still looks good to me. We've got the 10-day crossing the 50. Corn's closed yesterday over both of those, so I thought that was positive. The weather forecasts are mixed. The American model says it's going to be cooler and wetter in the northern half of the country. The European model shows a lot less rain and warmer temperatures. We don't see a whole lot of rain south and west again. The export sales this morning were lousy on corn, combined 473. Really decent on the wheat, 505. And big on the beans, 1.94. We know Egypt is looking for more wheat here this morning. We're amongst the people that are looking for wheat, whether we get it or whether the Black Sea area gets the tender again will have to be seen. Didn't say how much they were looking for. We've got, positive signs in the corn, pretty good signs in the beans. The wheat, just with this harvest pressure, it's having an awful hard time rallying. We've got the dollar up 11 and crude oil down 20 cents a barrel. I don't think that's going to mean much. The Dow's down another 185 points here today. That always raises concerns about how bad this coronavirus is going to get again. So I think, with the funds short 285,000 corn, they're short 30,000 wheat now, for long maybe 20,000 beans. I still think the impetus is toward the upside, with the exception there'll be some pressure from harvest pressure and wheat. But if we can get beans to close over 875, we can get corn to close over 334, those would all be positive closes there. I would expect to see the funds start coming in and buying in here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.